Blog Talk Radio.
Victory tonight.
pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, singing, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and veterans legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Hello and welcome to another wonderful episode of the Barefoot is Legal Radio Show. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I am a full-time barefooter of over 15 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of NP Media Group. I also did a radio show a while back called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as barefooters have, and the new head of the Barefoot is Legal Legal Services Department. Actually, not the new head. I've been doing that for a while. But many of us may have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons. Some of you for cultural reasons. Others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. But whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, your experiences, any reasons and issues that you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. If you want to interact with us during the show, just check it out at freedomizerradio.com. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org. Now, we also have our Facebook page. It's open to the public, and our closed Facebook group. That's Barefoot is Legal right on Facebook. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after our broadcast. If you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, Just join our group if you have not joined already. And again, that's on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not a place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all. Enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. So let's see. Summer, I'm sure everybody's had a great run. A lot of times people in the spring, that's when they first start kicking off their shoes, and I hope everyone had a great summer so far. There's still plenty of warm weather left to enjoy, though. So anyone go on vacation? Anyone have any adventures that they want to share with us? Call into the show. Tell us about it. We'd love to hear your stories. And also going through the group, I do see that we also have a lot of new members that joined our closed group on Facebook. Call in and share your stories. Why did you join? What issues are you having that we can help you overcome? One common thing is that when the weather gets warmer, it seems like there are more shoe police out there. But now I've been barefoot full-time for over 20 years, actually. It seems like that is the case all along. You know, but however, winter, spring, summer, fall, believe it or not, still the same amount of shoe police out there. It's just that for some reason in the winter, when you walk into a store or restaurant barefoot, they're more curious instead of barking at you about not having anything on your feet. And, you know, I find that kind of interesting. Has anybody else out there noticed it? Anyway, yeah, it's not a major, violation in their little minds, the silly mental list of rules that they think exist. But that's our job here. We're here to dispel the myths that going barefoot in public is not illegal. And also we have Proof. He's joining us on the show today, sitting in with me.
I am.
And Proof, welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Well, thank you. It's been a few weeks since you and I have actually gotten together on this show.
I know. Like I said, summertime, a lot of vacation time, and a lot of us out there enjoying the weather and stuff. It feels really good to be back. However, I wish I wasn't fighting a cold. And our blog platform crashed right as soon as I was about to start the show. Nothing worked.
Oh.
So we were a little delayed.
I went outside to go put air in my tires thinking that, you need a few minutes to get situated. So I don't want to be on while you're doing your opening announcements and stuff. So I figured, let me go put the air in my tires like a good little soldier. And I came back and I hear commercials. So I was thinking, well, I should have been here.
I think everything worked itself out, and it's always good to, before you get on the radio, have properly inflated tires, folks. This way we don't crash. So.
I was trying.
Did you check your blinker fluid, too?
Oh, I even got my my fuse fluid.
Mm. Great. Yeah, I got to pick up another spray can of that, I guess. So what have we got going on, group update-wise, meetups?
We had one yesterday here in Vegas. We actually had a spinoff of one. We had two different meetups yesterday, and meeting a couple of new members, that's always good.
Oh, that's great. Definitely.
Yeah, I really push out the meetups, and I get people that ask me why I'm lecturing them in the group. It's not a matter of lecturing. It's just a matter of trying to show that there's more to life than just typing on your phone every so often.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the personal interaction. Yeah,
you need the interaction, and you need to go out and meet members and tell new people about this and just keeping it in your mind, knowing it's not against the law, and then not doing anything about it and not even taking your own personal freedom together. It's not benefiting the cause by holding on to that knowledge and not using it.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of knowledge that we give out in the group, but it's a matter of the confidence that members gain when they do a meetup, when they actually do go out. Like if they're first-timers and they've never been barefoot in public and they've just always wanted to, maybe they have anxiety, or maybe just out of their comfort zone, or they need that support, and having that companionship out there when they first go out for the first time is great. So the meetups are very beneficial to folks. Not yeah. Now there's a lot of seasoned, you know, members of the Barefoot community that are in the group, and like you and I mean, we go out everywhere all the time, no matter what and where, all times of the year, and we'll probably never have a confrontation. Some people think that they are going to get confronted, and they just don't know how to handle that. So being in a group for one of the meetups, you go into a restaurant or something, and it kind of helps them ease into it and realize that, you know, I'm not the only one, and they have support in person, not just on a, you know, typing on a phone or a keyboard.
So one thing that I like to do is that, well, my birthday is this Wednesday. I'll be 45.
Oh, happy
and
birthday.
I am on a ton of restaurant mailing lists. And
okay.
They send you free items for your birthday. Some are kind of chintzy, like a free cookie, and others give you a full actual meal for your birthday. So I like to round them up, and I decide which ones are worthwhile to use for free.
That's cool. Hey, the better the restaurant, the better the meal, or the bigger the prize, I guess, the better.
Right. And one thing I do, even though I'm getting a free meal, I just feel as a Barefoot ambassador, I can't just take my free meal and not give them a penny. I feel like I have to overextend and buy something just to show them my support. And obviously, if they evict me, then there's no need to cash in, and I can just throw that out and take myself off the mailing list, which hasn't really happened too much yet. But the places that do let you in, and we went yesterday to a place called Rubio's. It's a Mexican, I'm not saying fast food like a Del Taco, but it's, let's see, their competitors would be Baja Fresh, Chipotle, Cafe Rio,
okay.
That kind of thing.
All right.
And so there was a, they were getting ready to close. We went in there right after our first meetup at a pokey place. And we went there and we were eating and sitting down, and this lady in a wheelchair just happened to notice that what we were doing, and she was curious and asked a lot of questions and was interested. Doesn't have Facebook though, but was interested. And yeah, we were able to give a business card, and she said she might join Facebook this weekend, and just so she can join the group. But it's about opening the doors and having that conversation.
Yeah, being out there in public, and like you said, being an ambassador. When you go out, and like you're saying, okay, yeah, you get the free coupon and stuff. I mean, and that's a great thing. It gets me in the door of someplace new to try. I would, you know, go in, and I'm a very generous tipper. I'm the type that if I'm going to go somewhere, I'll bring a couple people with me, and it's like, hey, let's go check this place out, and I'll buy the drinks, they buy their own food or something, or however it works out, or, you know. But yeah, at the end of the night, it's always a very generous tip, and they appreciate that. They're like, wow, this is not just some poor hippie or some poor punk that just walks in the store that, you know, they're just looking for a free meal, they barely have any shoes or something like that, and they're poor. You know, it really does break down that stereotype.
Well,
and,
that's kind of the goal.
Yeah. You know, and a couple of years ago, there was a, you know, I get those coupons in the mail all the time. You know, it's like, hey, come in for this, whatever. And I like to target the new places. They just open up. They're brand new in the neighborhood or something like that. And you walk in there, and if they give you any trouble, it's like, you just spent all this money to come into my community. And you even sent these mailers out for your grand opening or something. You know, it cost you about 10 grand to get me in your door, and you could have had a customer for life, and this is the way you're going to treat people. You know, when you really break down the numbers, and businesses do spend a lot of money to get people in their doors. Because for every about 30,000 they spend, getting locally, maybe 10,000 people in the door, about, you know, a small percentage of maybe a third will actually walk through that door and be a loyal customer. So for them to dump all that money, once you explain it to them that way, they kind of look at it a little differently, and they, you know, plus of course then you give them the reasons why you're Barefoot, and educate them that way. So But yeah, ambassadorship, very important, getting out there and getting it out in front of people, and not just in pictures and memes and texts and messages on a phone or a computer. Like you said, the lady didn't even have Facebook, so she would have no idea about the movement if you weren't out there in person.
And then if we had either no conversation or we were not participating, they wouldn't have known. Nobody's just going to randomly look and see if our website exists and put a .org behind it.
That's true.
Yeah. But there are people, though, that I see that try to join us in our group, and they say, hey, I'm in every single group there is. I don't need to promote. If I feel like going out that day and they see me, that should be good enough. And if they stop me, then I just ignore them, good or bad, because I don't want to talk to people.
That doesn't make any sense. It's like,
community
yeah.
We're building.
No, it's not effective at all. Can't happen. It doesn't do anything. I mean, they could be a member of 1,000 groups. I mean, first of all, I don't see how any one person can be active or commit anything to a group if they're part of 1,000, groups. But, who needs them? If they don't want to do anything and, they just want to sit and watch, what's the point?
Yeah, well, some people think that even though we share every day that we're not a crochet club, they think that we're a knitting club.
Yeah, or basket weaving.
Yeah, I'm not good at basket weaving.
Yeah, that's because we got the BIL group. We're not a basket weaving club. But boy, we're good at going out barefoot.
We were talking about the coupons and such, and if you really want to get on some mailing lists, which partially for being an ambassador to our group, I think that as management, it's nice to be on some groups. This way, if an issue comes up, you can write to them and tell them how long you've been a member of their mailing list and such, and how loyal you are. Yeah, but I'm on like 40 or 50 restaurants, and some give you a week to use the coupon, some will give you 2 weeks, some will give you a month. And I just think it's a good way to celebrate your birthday by having 2 or 3 weeks worth of free meals. And it's nice to visit all these places and think to yourself, wow, how can I save money this month?
See, with me, I'd sign up for one restaurant. My birthday's in January, another restaurant in February, another one March, and I'd have it set for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's one way to milk the system, I guess, but I just put them all. I just use my real birthday. I'm fine with that.
Oh.
I want these businesses to compete with me on what free stuff I'm going to get.
Well, there you go. That's a great way to look at it.
But it's a good way to also, since we are at the top of the hour, I know it's going to be a break time soon, it's a good way to segue over to sharing that our new Save Around 2018 books are officially out. And
yep.
I just would be very thankful as a personal birthday present to the CEO of Freedomizer and the BIL to, if you want to support us, the least you could do would be not just tell 3 friends, but if you want to do a little more than that, buy yourself a coupon book if one is in your area. Like we have Save Around. And there's the logo on Freedomizer's chat room powered by Quick Chat, and there's one on the BIL. It has all kinds of restaurant coupons and car rentals, even flowers, among shopping for clothes and other retails.
Yeah, and yeah, I found a great coupon for some clothing stores that are in the mall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you buy this coupon book, you're going to, of course, keep Save Around in business. You're going to keep Freedomizer and the BIL in business. And you're going to save yourself some money. So usually after 2 coupons, you've already you're already in the bonus round. You've already won.
Yeah, yeah. The book pays for itself at that rate. Yeah, even if you use two or three coupons.
The book is not the plague, everybody. This is to empower you and to empower your wallet and keep us in business. It's not just to milk 25 bucks out of you and then we go put all the money on number 7 on the roulette wheel. That's not what the coupon book is about. We're trying to help everybody save money and try new restaurants at the same time.
Yeah, restaurants, bars, department stores. Like you said, clothing, car rental, it's all in there. And, of course, they pay the bills, so we must take that time out. And when we come back, more empowering content on the BIL radio show, 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. Hang in there, folks. Right.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are 7 of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt. building railways, and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIO radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up.
Preacher man, oh, tell me, heaven is on the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's a all that Peter goes after story has never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your eyes. Come on, get up.
All right, welcome back. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. And joining me today is Proof. And he also has his show on weeknights, Monday through Thursday. The Proof Negative Show. And so we were talking about before the break about the meetups. People going out for the first time, empowered with other people. And also, some news happening in Florida. I think you wanted to bring up after the break.
Right. Yeah, there was a lady in Niceville, Florida that got arrested because at the McGMO she was at, they asked her to leave, and she said no, so they called the cops, and they arrested her for trespassing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's one of the reasons why we exist, is that we teach people how to properly handle themselves when they are in a situation. And we have the support behind us. Now,
yeah.
if your restaurant that you're at, or you just went grocery shopping for an hour and a half in somebody's store, and you have $312 worth of food in your cart, and you're standing there and someone takes the cart away, hey, if they don't want their paycheck, that's fine, because I promise you there will be 25 other places that have no problem taking your money. They're going to see you, they're going to smile, and they're going to say thank you, we appreciate your business. And the thing is that when a business is in business, they do have a couple of options. They can either prove that they're the morality police and they can be right, or they can stay in business. Most of the time, they cannot do both. So if they want to prove that they're better powers than you because of what you decided to wear that day, then the law of averages eventually is going to keep up with them, and they will eventually close down. I'm not saying just because of us, but is part of it. And if you lose 38 customers because of this and 112 customers because of that, and there's a nationwide thing that helps lose a few thousand customers, all those add up, because it's hard to get people in the building in the first place. It's another thing to have to retain them. And when you do have customers that you're retaining and you want to make them feel as though they're a piece of last year's trash, then they'll find someplace else. So if you want to prove that you're right and you don't need their money, by all means. I've had places tell me, I don't care if you're the only customer I have today, I'm not letting you in the building. And guess what? You can look 8 months later and the place is for lease. Now, it's not because I would have gone there once a week and spent my $21.50 a week, but if, say, 100 people did that, that might eat up into some profits. So just think that an average mom and pop, if they made anywhere from $300 to $500 a month more, they could have avoided closing for at least another month.
That's
all it takes. And so for some businesses, that might be 5 customers. For some, it might be 10. But in any event, just imagine that $500 would make or break a business surviving for one more month. I'm not saying they wouldn't have failed the next month. I'm saying that that's the difference it takes between closing now and a business thinking, I can try one more month.
Yeah, or even just staying open, period, beyond that 1 month.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of times it's, they just need that extra $500 or $1,000 in revenue to go beyond break even. And, they could run the most aggressive sales, try to get so many people in the door, but they really need to just retain that business that they have. And that $500 to $1,000 could be the difference in a business surviving long term. Especially, now this is when it comes to mom and pop. But there's a lot of money that they need to spend in order to keep the doors open. And they also need to make a profit, because then they can't pay for their own mortgage, their own cars, and put food on their own table. If they run a food store, they're okay to put food on the table. But they can't, do that if they run a clothing store or comic book shop or a computer repair shop. So, you can't eat comic books and PCs. So, they need to – that and the overhead. I mean, when you look at how much some of the leasing is for overhead, it depends on the area and locations, everything. The better the location, the more expensive it is. That's the difference between the light bill, the water, the trash, the – you name it. All those things add up. And if they don't want that one customer that's good for $100, another customer that's good for $300, another customer that may be good for $1,000 a month, then they're not going to survive long at all. And like you said, it may not be directly related to just the members of the Barefoot community. It could be whatever it is. Maybe they don't like Muslims either. Maybe they don't like homosexuals. Maybe they don't like Republicans. Maybe they don't like Democrats. Maybe they don't like Hispanics. If they don't want the business, then close the doors. No one needs them.
You know, or maybe they could just do an online store. Maybe they want an online ice cream cone stand.
Yeah, that'll go over well.
Well, some people might think so.
The space ice cream, maybe, the dehydrated stuff in a package.
But people, when they write to us, they say, well, the business has the right to refuse service. Well, the customer has the right to refuse service, too, though. The customer has an even bigger right.
Yeah,
there's
and you know what?
There's no law that says I'm required to go into a store and give them my money.
Exactly. And when people say that, it sometimes drives me crazy because it's like, no, a business cannot refuse service for any reason. It's not like that at all. There are laws that protect it. I mean, there's the civil rights, human rights, the ADA, the disability laws, and all that. So a business cannot just arbitrarily say, oh, because you're purple, you can't be in here. Because you're barefoot, you can't be in here. And a lot of times, you know, I mean, why are these signs still up? I mean, we've been tearing down statues and monuments and plaques all over the country. Why don't we just start taking those down? Because it reminds people of the oppression the hippies and poor black people went through.
Well, because it's still fun to try to prove that you're better than somebody. And because the myth is still out there, people still feel empowered for whatever reason. And I get this when we promote our business page and such. When I make the memes, you get these people that feel empowered because they see our post about driving a car, that they feel as though it's fair game for them to curse us out and call me a bunch of racial epithets and homosexual slurs and all this other stuff because I shared an article about how 8,000 car accidents a year are caused by wearing flip-flops when they could have been avoided by not wearing shoes. And Somehow, with that, my sexual prowess changed. I don't understand because my sexual prowess has catered exclusively to the ladies all my life, and I'm very happily married and not looking to make a change, and especially not for the person of the same gender as myself.
Yeah, sometimes these people just take it way out of control, and they think that, oh, this will give some traction to their BS, and it doesn't. I mean, it just makes them look like idiots, honestly. I mean, to think that this is the reason, like, this happens. I mean, it's just so absurd. I've seen it. I've seen it on Facebook. I've seen some of the messages, and I get the hate mail, too. You know, it just comes with the territory. And I'm okay. I think this season on the radio show, I'm going to have a whole mailbag full of the hate mail. Because every once in a while, it gets pretty...
Just remember, you can't rank more than number two on hate mail because I get more than probably everybody else combined.
Probably as the CEO, I'm sure you do. But
I'll bring that up real quick. I know some people say I'm lecturing. It's not that I'm lecturing. I'm not trying to be mad about it, but just cursing me out in the group and telling me that my memes suck and I'm not doing enough. I had somebody tell me that I'm lazy and the only reason I'm trying to get other people to do various tasks in the group is because I'm too lazy to do it myself. We are coming together as a community, and I figure that now if you're new and you're learning about our group, that's fine. I want you to take as much time as you need and understand what the cause is. And eventually
and
I expect everybody to, at the very least, simply tell a few people about our group. If all you did this year was get three of your friends to join our group, then we would be rocking and rolling. There'd be no issues whatsoever. But if your greatest contribution to the group is showing everybody that you could curse out the CEO of the group and not contribute with even sharing one picture or telling one friend about our group, then this might be the wrong group for somebody.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they just need like their own BIL baby diapers or something like that.
Well, and occasionally I'll get somebody, hey, I've been in this group since January 2016, I've never gone any place. I'm not telling anybody. I'm not sharing a picture. But I'm going to tell you how to run your business. And unfortunately, that position is more than filled. We need to lay off on that position, actually, because telling the CEO to go do some expletives to themselves, that position already is filled. We don't need more people contributing in that. We do need more people contributing with sharing the information, sharing pictures, telling their friends about us, and we have other tasks that need to be done too, which might be, some might be a half hour a month, some might be 2 hours a week. It just depends on on what's needed and what you can contribute with. And the more people that want to take the BIL up as if it's their own group, because I don't stifle creativity. I don't tell people what they need to do. I just want people that are going to step up and say, hey, I love the cause. What can I do to help? And these are the skills I have. This is what I'm willing to do. Can you use my skill set? That's eventually what I am hoping to see. Not, well, how come you used white lettering when you should have used red? That's not conducive to what the group mission is about. It's about trying to reach John Q. Public and telling corporate that we are normal people that have money. It's not about a certain picture or somebody wording something a certain way or debating climate change. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, can we put our mission on the map? And the more people that get on board, the faster we win. If haggling over little piddly stuff is more important, you're never going to win.
Yeah. And you know what? They just sit there. They want to put their two cents in, but they don't want to, you know, do anything to make it happen. And, you know, it's one thing if they have a suggestion or they have, like, it's like, okay, like you said, oh, this should be red instead of green. Well, then design something. Bring it to the table so we can see it. You know, instead of just complaining about it and saying, do this, you know, and you're the CEO, regardless. I mean, you know, they're bosses, they're managers, and they're worker bees. And no company or no organization can run with the head of it doing everything. Because the head of it, like, you know, you have great concepts. You may have a lot of know-how in certain areas. But just like me, I'm not a graphic artist. I can't draw. I'm not an artist like that. And
no, I'm not either.
Yeah, so it's like, so someone says that, oh, you know what, if we can do this, it's like, ah, you can do that? Great, do it. I mean, I'm not a webmaster. I don't know. There were issues with the website a long time ago. I looked at it. I said, I don't know what's going on here. Opened it, looked at it, said, I didn't want to click on anything. I don't even know what's going on. And, you know, we have other people that do that, that are great at it, that contribute that way. And they say, oh, this is the thing for the website. Or it's, you know, I mean, there was an instance where, you know, it was like, oh, well, here's a mock-up of a website if we want to take ideas from this just to see it and then put it on whatever. You know?
So let me ask you this, Nick. Without looking, roughly how many Facebook friends do you think you have?
500, 800.
Okay. We'll even round up to 1,000 just for argument's sake here.
Okay.
Spybook allows you 5,000 friends as a maximum. So
okay.
If it's just me that's sharing a meme, and even if everybody in my 5,000 friends sees that, my reach is only 5,000. So if you come along and you share it and all of your people see it, that means that our reach was 6,000. So if we get, say, four other people that each have 1,000, that means that we reach 10,000 people. So that's how this works, is I can only reach so many people by myself. And
that's true.
Obviously with a team, we can do more reach. And I can't be in more cities than I already am. My name isn't MC Bankroll, and I don't have private jets at my leisure. So So we are relying on people to do local meetups because I can't get there.
Yeah.
And we have people in the group that say, well, I know you had 306 new people this week, but nobody's in my town of Groton, Connecticut. I see there was 4 people in New Haven and 2 in Hartford, but nobody's in Groton, so this doesn't benefit me.
They're not hanging in there to see if anybody else joins, and they're not sharing it with anybody to join. So if they have 500 people or 1,000 people in Groton, Connecticut, then they would have some other people. Maybe they're just not aware of it. And, you know, it's like around here. I mean, you know, yeah, there's a handful of people right in my area, but then there's other towns and cities around it. And when we had our meetup, that's where everybody kind of came from. I just picked like one central location, kind of in between the Columbus, Cincinnati area, and it happened. And we had some turnout, and, you know, but there was no one right in my exact city, my town that I live in. But it's that word of mouth and calling them out and everything that get people out and all that. I mean, it's just like you said, if you can only go up to 5,000 people and pass it along is the name of the game. Pass it on.
Right. But, and if you share this to 100 people, 50 are going to say yes. You could start the audio. That's fine. 50 people are going to say yes. 50 people are going to say no. You don't have to argue with the 50 no's. Just find the 50 yeses, share with them our information, and you've done your job. You don't have to have a battlefield with everybody.
True. That's right. And when we come back, we got some callers that are sitting on the line. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. We'll be right back.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are 7 of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA or Fatties, eating mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, MistysGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with Tower Gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, MistysGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. MistysGardens.com.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall.
(319) 527-6208 is the way to be a part of the show. And coming down to our last half hour with all of our guests and Proof, you're on the show with us. And also we're going to bring on some callers here in a little bit. And before the break, we're just talking about meetups and I guess them saying that you're too bossy.
Yeah, maybe I am. I don't know. I just want people to feel empowered. I shouldn't have to tell people what to do. I just hope that people would would say, look, what can I do to help? Not, how dare you ask me to share something?
Yeah, that's all crazy. The actually, we have a caller that wants to remark on that. Laura, she's on the air with us now. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Hi, how are you? Welcome back from your vacation.
Oh, thank you. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I have been listening now for about a year, for as long as you've been doing this radio show, and I remember about a year and a half ago, Proof was told that he did everything. He was in charge. He didn't delegate to people to do things, and he did it all, you know, he did everything. And people criticized him for the high energy and take charge disposition that he had. Now people are criticizing because people are asked to participate and do things and take whatever strength, talent, resource they have and run with it. Now he's being called lazy. He used to be a dictator. Now he's a do-nothing. So that I have to say to him, you have to understand, a good half of this country, of mankind, love being miserable. They love being critical. They love being negative. And they thrive. They have no lives, and probably they had nobody to lunch with in school as a kid. So they have to lash out and be critical and take the opposite tack of anything that's going on. I mean, first you did it all. Now you're delegating. Nothing is right. So actually, I would just discount those people, number one. And number two, I agree with it is by word of mouth that we get people to listen to us. I'm a performer. I was on a set, and our makeup wardrobe person came in. As soon as she got in the door, she kicked off her shoes, threw them in her bag, and she said, "That's it." And I looked at her, and I said, "Really?" And so she started telling me she and her children and husband are barefooters and blah, 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 blah. So I said, no kidding. So I recommended that she listen to the show, and I gave her the Freedomizer number and the website and everything. Now, she was thrilled to have a soul sister, not to sound corny, because then she was able to talk more about it. And the rest of the production crew, they were respectful. They listened. I mean, we weren't trying to throw people in the River Jordan and baptizing them, but just by intelligent conversation, they were engaged. Second thing I had to say. And third, I did go to a meetup that was in my area, but the host had, you know, said to, like, one person wanted to come, but he had a problem getting here. He had to come the day before. And so the host said, tell you what, come the day before. That's fine. So the barefooters do extend themselves, and it was a wonderful evening, by the way. So, but anyway, so Prue, you just keep doing what you're doing, and I would not engage in any negativity because they don't like it. Let them figure it out, really. That's all I have to say. Well, but welcome back, and I'm glad everybody you're back on the air.
There's one thing I did want to mention here, and I feel like I have to bring it up because if I ignore it, then I get told about who I am again. But next year, I'd like to see what we can do to engage in multiple communities because it'd be nice to have more of the African-American community. We don't have many Asians in the group. I'd like to see how we can engage in Latin America. But, I mean, we have memberships, and we'll always take members, but I'd like to see what more we can do.
Mm-hmm. I think that will be easier than you think because you do have a number of Afro-Americans who are barefooters, and a lot of Asians just by, remember, I'm an Italian. I don't know other cultures very well, so I will qualify myself. But they already start that it's respectful to not have their shoes in at home. Okay. Well, in the home. Well, then how about if you go start? Little baby steps. How about out your front door? How about down your lawn? How about in your car? So that I think it is not impossible with other cultures and ethnicities.
That's a very good point, and you do make a very good point on all three of your points there. And Proof, it sounds like it's a lose-lose no matter what you do. Laura's right.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
Just go with it. I mean, well, you know, you're not doing anything wrong. So far, you're doing everything great.
The best way to fix that is to go get more members, which is what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah. And just goes to prove that, you know, that meetup, you know, would you have normally gone to a restaurant barefoot if it wasn't for that meetup, Laura?
No. I know I wouldn't have. I mean, I have had so many shoes that Melania and Imelda Monkey could rent them from me. So I would have never gone into a restaurant by myself like that, but going to the meetup, it was such a fun evening. I met the nicest people, and it was so comfortable. I mean, I felt good. So, no, but I wouldn't have without the meetup, and we need more of those.
That's good to know. Proof is in the pudding there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, as far as what we do with the group, I mean, it's, you know, it's our group. Proof runs it, and you know, until anybody else comes to the table with a better way of doing it, this is the way it's going to be done.
Or a big suitcase full of money to buy me off.
Well, there you go.
But nobody's doing that yet. So that's why we still play commercials.
And we play commercials because no one's dropped a big suitcase full of money off at the studio either.
Yeah.
So. But yep, it pays the bills. And folks, it's one of those, you know, if you're members of the group or something, and you know, this is the way it is. And we need everybody's participation. We need everybody to stand up. And I mean, how hard is it just to pick up a phone and when someone posts something that says, oh, I had an issue at, we'll say, McDonald's or an issue at Walmart, to pick up the phone, call that number and say, I don't like what you did to that customer. If they get 12,000 calls, 10,000 calls, even if it's 1,000 calls to that location, they're going to start paying attention, change their attitude, change their behavior. And we need to be able to step up and do that. Sitting and posting about it is great. We know what happened, and now we just need to take it to the next step. And we have Nick Deutschman. He writes letters and contacts corporate and stuff, and he gets the apologies, and it's, oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, it seems like something, there's a gap there between corporate and store level and the store employees that seem to miss the message somewhere that says it's okay. And I know, Proof, you were joking around about laminates for Walmart that everybody has to wear around their necks when they go there with a copy of the corporate policy that says, no, we're allowed to be here. Leave us alone. And, you know, it's just sad that sometimes, and some of it's just the turnover of employees, and the level of education that they have. They just don't know. They base it on, you know, mythology that they've learned in the myths and the, you know, it's like they still believe in unicorns and whatever. You know, sometimes there's just no help. There's no hope for people. But there is something missing between it coming from the corporate end going down to the store level. And I think a barrage of phone calls and letters and emails to those locations in the store management would actually help that.
So. Well, the thing is that the reason why a lot of those places have signs up still is that nobody's ever complained about them. And if we can educate a business and have hundreds or a few thousand people complain and say, look, I'd rather spend money with you here and I choose not to because of your stupid sign and there's no laws against us, then maybe they'll have to reshape their plan.
Yeah, that'd be great if they get torn
down
like
hundreds of buildings.
Yeah, and if they got torn down as fast as a statue of Robert E. Lee, that'd be great. But we just need to motivate people to do that.
Right, so how can we do that? How can we motivate others to actually get to the next level and actually make a complaint?
I just think stating the facts behind the signs would help. You know, mm-hmm. if they're all whipped up now about how these Confederate statues are racist and all that's where these signs came from. These no shirt, no shoe service, no service signs came from. They figured that, okay, we don't need two separate water fountains, two separate bathrooms, but yet we still don't want a certain type of people in our stores. They just hid behind this. And, of course, it, you know, also had to do with the hippies and all that. You know, once you go back to the real root of those signs and people realize that actually these are racist. These are racist signs in their initial intention. Then hopefully people jump on that wagon and say, you know what, this is wrong. And maybe they'll focus that and not on our military heritage. We'll focus in on that instead.
Okay.
That'd be great.
So I had a question that came up yesterday, and I guess I will ask here.
Okay.
Remember about this time last year, maybe it was in October, but I posted the goals for 2017?
Yeah.
And back then we had right around 6,500 members. We passed the other group to become the largest in only 11 months. And I remember our business page having about 5,000 at that time. So our reach was 6,500 and 5,000, so 11,500 people.
Wow.
And I said that our mission, our goal was by the end of 2017 to have 25,000 people in the group. So we've had a kind of a slow few months here. We've picked it up again recently, but June, July, August, I think we only netted about maybe 100 to 150 members. And our business page blew up. We're at almost 55,000 people.
Way past that goal.
So did we pass the goal?
It sounds it.
Because the group itself, I said 25,000 in the group, and we're at about 14,000 there, but the business page has about 55,000. So
okay,
I just wanted to confirm if we passed it or not.
I thought you were 25 on the public page originally. Now we're at 55. So what were the original numbers on the public page last year?
We had 6,500 on the group, just over 5,000 on the business page.
And the goal for the business page was?
I didn't have one. I didn't realize the business page would blow up like it did, so I said 25,000 members.
Wow. Yeah, we definitely passed that. Surpassed that.
All right, just
double.
Making sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if your goal is 25 and now you're 55, we definitely did that.
Okay. Yeah, so we're definitely on point to do some good things.
Yeah.
Would you believe out there, John Q. Public, that our BIL business page, and I've had screenshots to prove it, that we've had over 38 million hits in 2017 so far?
Whoa. No, a lot of those came off memes that you created.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean the memes that people complain about?
Of course. They complain about them, but yet they get so much traffic and so many hits, and everybody likes them, but yet someone complains about it.
Yeah.
But I think maybe they complain about it only because you did it, because they want you to do everything now, as opposed to not wanting you to do everything last year, as Laura said.
Yeah, so our biggest meme was 15.2 million hits. I still had people complaining about how it was made.
Hey, when it gets that many hits, who cares? It did its job. So
I think we're the only business that it's okay to yell and curse at the CEO on a whim.
Yeah, there are posts for major department stores and major brands that don't get that many hits.
Yeah, so
I mean, I think those memes get more hits than half the shoe manufacturer's product hits, posts that they put out.
Probably. Yeah, so how am I failing again?
I don't know. I believe you definitely surpassed Rihanna's Venti collection from Puma on that one. With that many hits. And I mean, we could probably sit and do the research all day. And I still try.
And I'm not even that good at making memes. I just know how to find a picture and put a common thought in there and throw it out and let the traffic collect itself.
There you go. Like the Lincoln Tunnel at rush hour. You got it. You got traffic.
Yeah, I'm not Yeah, I'm just like you. I am not a graphic artist. I'm not going to ever profess to be one. But if I can put a picture up there and put a common theme that the average person thinks about and enough people want to share it around, then I don't care. I don't care if it's not the prettiest thing. I'm not going to win any awards, but what I will win an award for is effectiveness.
I think you don't have to worry about the awards, because until they actually have an award ceremony televised on some cable station, you know, for social media art awards or something like that, I think as long as which, you know what, I wouldn't be surprised if they came up with something like that.
Well, there's talk about having an esports Olympic type thing.
Oh, no. I think that's going to pull everybody out from all those YouTube videos and everything that try to mimic the TV show Jackass.
Well, no, this is the esports, not that. I'm talking about video games.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Watch someone else play video games.
Yeah. Hey, there's a huge market for that right now.
Oh.
And there's less people participating in sports. Why play football when you can get hurt, when you could just buy the latest Madden? And they have contests where you can win $1 million to be the champion of Madden in the United States.
Sit on your couch like a shut-in and sit in front of a TV, and the only thing that gets exercise is your fingers, and then, you know, sit there in your PJs covered in cheese puff grease.
But I guess as long as you have a Serenity rug, it'll all work itself out.
There you go. See, I think if at least they had a Serenity rug, they get a feel for the natural, feel of turf underneath them and stimulate them. Maybe they'll play better.
Hmm. So
that's
one
insane.
Last thing here while I know you're closing up shop so the next show can get started, but if you notice, I look up on Google News once or twice a week, and I'll just look up the term dress code, and it's funny how every other dress code argument will have a news written about them, and they'll have poor her and this and that, but if it's one of us, they feel empowered to mock us.
Would this be considered cyberbullying?
Kind of borderline.
Yeah, I think we should take that approach.
Okay.
And then go after them for doing it. So they're setting a bad example for, you know, everybody on social media by being bullies. Then they'll stop doing it.
And that's why I put one of those posts out there. I don't know if you saw what somebody wrote to me, but we got called Y-peepos, WYPOPS.
I saw that. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, it's the slang for white people.
Oh, okay. I'm a little rusty on the Ebonics.
Of Obama, of Michelle Obama, Beyonce, Rihanna, Oprah, and somebody else talking about, you mean these white people. And all of them were barefoot in public. And not just at the beach. I'm talking about actually going someplace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I've seen them. Everybody, they had their clips all over the place, videos and stuff of them barefoot,
mm-hmm.
but yet someone thinks that this is, I guess, what a white thing? They want to make this racial now? Some people are just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. What do we have coming on the air on Freedomizer after the BIL show? Proof?
I'm trying to understand myself. I don't know if Tia Severino is still with us or not.
I did not see her episode pop up here.
Okay.
So,
well, I guess we'll figure it out while we're
on the studio screen yet. But, definitely we'll be back with everybody next weekend live again. It's great to be back and great to be sitting here with Proof again. And how was your summer, though? I mean, I know we had a lot of meetups and everything, and you did any travel or anything? Or?
Yeah, I went to New York a couple months ago. I went to
San Diego
as well.
Yep. Did you have a New York meetup out there? I think you went out to the island.
I wish that happened. I met one of my longtime listeners, and that's about it. I met up with a couple of friends who are BIL members now that have been longtime friends of mine, and I had a cousin actually go out with me for the first time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's great. More stories coming up next week, and definitely check out our website, barefootislegal.org, and our Facebook group. Like I said, for you barefooters out there, barefoot community,
and
the barefoot community.
For those that want to get even more involved, they can become a VIB member.
Yeah, we have
a
very
VIB important
member.
Barefooter. So for $49.95 a year, you can get a photo ID of yourself, head to barefoot shot of you, and it'll have your name and city and state in the front. On the back, it'll have a QR code of our website and toll-free number and some state right discussion. So if that you get that special tap on the shoulder, that you are professionally armed, so to speak.
You have a special card in your pocket to conquer that and be empowered. And good to know, check out the website to check out those memberships, help support us. And barefootislegal.org. Until next week, Proof, thanks for sitting in with me. And I'd like to thank our caller, Laura, for calling in this week. Until next time, take a look at our Facebook page and Facebook group. And again, I'm Nick Pierce. Thanks for joining us on the Barefoot is Legal radio show.